What's up, everybody? This is Neil Rio, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you get right with God. Today, we are talking about why good girls or good women like bad boys or bad men. Okay, so we've heard this saying, you know, they ask this question. And so why am I talking about this? Why is this part of the series on sex and family? Well, this is a follow-up to the last sermon I talked about, the curse of Eve and the duty of all men. And the curse of Eve was simply that after the fall of mankind, when Eve ate the fruit, it corrupted her. And God told her what was going to happen to her from that point on, that she would have a desire to control, dominate, and rule her husband, that she wouldn't want to submit to him. This was something that would be in her. However, right after that statement he made, he also said that man will rule over her. And so the duty of all men is to rule over their wives and in society as a whole. So the response to that was, I see women still focusing on themselves again and talking about, well, you know, we've been mistreated, we've been hurt, and I can't listen to this message. So this is kind of a justification for women ruling or justification for women not submitting to men because of their abuse. But that's irrelevant to the thing. The bottom line is God is stating the nature of woman, and then he's stating what the man is going to do, his nature as well. So he's going to dominate even though she wants to dominate him. And so that's what he's saying. This is a biological thing here. This isn't found in Genesis chapter 3, verses 16. And I'm going to read it again. This is from the New Living Translation. And it just says here, "And you will desire to control your husband, but he will rule over you." Genesis chapter 3, verse 16. This is the reality of the situation. This is biology. Just like when God said, be fruitful and multiply, same thing. It's not a command. It's simply, this is what you're going to do. This is what's normal. But I'm just paralleling that with the fact that this is something normal, that it flows. So just like a woman may desire to control her husband, it's normal for a man to actually dominate and rule the environment. So how does this correlate to why good girls like bad boys? Okay, well, my point I'm going to try to make in this sermon here is that dominance is just normal. Dominance and a ruling mentality in men is attractive amongst most women, despite the curse of Eve. So while women may have this desire to dominate and control, when a dominant man comes into the picture, they're more likely to submit simply because of his dominance. He's being dominant. He doesn't think like how most men in a gynocentric society have been programmed. And so they gravitate toward him, even though he's a bad boy. And we're going to explain why he's a bad boy or a bad person. Because this is God's design. It's biology for a woman to be attracted to a man that's dominant and who has a ruling nature. That's just how it's set up. It's normal. Okay. So first of all, let's talk about what is a good girl. So when they talk about a good girl, they're meaning a woman that's not drinking and smoking or whoring around, basically. She doesn't break the law. She's somewhat feminine. She's seeking adventure. She's just a normal girl. She's not a bad person in the sense that was what society would say. Okay. Now, what's a bad boy? Well, a bad boy is usually a guy that's mysterious, adventurous. He's handsome. He's a risk taker. He's dominant. And we'll talk about that some more. He doesn't open doors or give women roses or validate women often as far as telling them how beautiful they are and liking all their posts on Facebook or Instagram and all that kind of stuff. He leads her on adventures. So he's not a guy that follows after a woman. He just say, this is where we're going. She's either going to come along or she's not. He puts himself first. He makes her feel good emotionally and sexually. He has plenty of other women. So she's aware that there's other women eyeing this guy. And he may even be dealing with other women while he's dealing with her. Now, here's the bad sides of this cat as we continue to go down. He's narcissistic. So he's into himself. He breaks the rules. So he may break the law. He may be selling drugs. He may be doing something that's illegal. He may not treat others well. All right. He may be disrespectful to other people. He makes money on his own terms. So he's not necessarily working at a job where he has a boss telling him what to do. He might be an entrepreneur or he might be selling something illegal. The fact of the matter is he's kind of free from that. All right. What makes him a bad boy is he's abusive. He may physically hit the woman. He may verbally abuse the woman. He's selfish. That's part of narcissism. He's controlling. That's part of narcissism. He's dishonest. That's part of narcissism. He's irresponsible. So she knows deep down, I can't have no children with this guy. I can't, you know, have a family with him because he's irresponsible. And finally, he's unreliable. And so usually women will date these guys early on, but it never materializes into marriage because she knows, and he knows he ain't getting married. He's not settling down with this woman. They're just having sex and having fun. And this type of woman will deal with this guy for a short period of time and break off from him because she knows that this is not good. But yet she was initially attracted to him for all these reasons I just gave. So what made her skip over the guy that was a nice guy? Because there's a nice guy out there that was always vying for her attention, trying to talk to her, but she tended to go with the bad boy. And some guys have been saying this, you know, I've been listening to men in the MGTOW spheres and the different YouTube channels where they talk about how I'm a nice guy. I got a stable job. You know, I ain't practicing crime. I love her. I adore her. I give her all she wants. And yet she go with this knucklehead, you know, and they say these things. So let me just break down the gynocentric man, because that's essentially what he is. He's focused on women. He's a part of the doctrine in this particular country and a lot of other countries where gynocentrism is taught, meaning that your world revolves around women. So this is a man that has a stable legal income. Okay, he's the nice guy, all right? His job keeps him from traveling, so he's kind of a slave to his job, stuck on his job. He validates women, so he's always telling them how awesome and beautiful and attractive they are. He's always showering them with attention and adoration, all right? He worships women. He worships her, and particularly this woman he's trying to get with, who is a good girl who's then hooked up with the bad boy. She's out having sex with him. But he can't get no play with this woman that he's attracted to, this good girl, okay? He puts her first. He does whatever she wants to do. He follows her lead. So if she wanna go to a particular restaurant, if she wanna go to a particular park, if she wants to go to a particular country and say, I wanna go here, he's always, okay, yes, I'll do what you say. I wanna do whatever that pleases you, okay? He shows up with flowers. He opens the doors. He pulls out seats for her. He makes her feel like a queen, all right? He pays for all the dates, and he's all about just showering her with affection and adoration. And yet, at the end of the day, she goes with this other guy, this bad boy. So what's going on? Well, as I said, my hypothesis or my conclusion is that she's more attracted to what is masculine in that bad boy. This man is not being a man, okay? He's following this woman. He's being a follower rather than a leader. He's being a worshiper of woman. And when she looks at this man who's done all this stuff, and by the way, we've all in this country, specifically America and other countries where romance has been projected and taught, we've been taught this is what we're supposed to do to get a woman. This is what makes a woman happy. And we do these things, and yet they end up with these other guys, at least temporarily. Eventually, they end up with the men who practice these things, but only as a last resort because they want something safe. So it's amazing that, you know, they end up settling for the nice guy. But what turns them on sexually, what they really into, is this bad boy. And so my thinking is that what they really attracted to is not the abuse and all the narcissistic behavior and the irresponsibility, none of that. A lot of these women are not necessarily dysfunctional people to where they're into a man that's dysfunctional, because that's what, you know, the bad boy is. He's dysfunctional. He's not a good person. But what she's attracted to is this man's dominant personality, his rulership mindset. And so I'm trying to get women to understand that this is actually something you like. If you got a few guys in your past that you were with sexually, and this is who you was with, even though he turned out to be a bad dude, what were you attracted to? You will say, probably, he wasn't like the other guys. The other guys, they catered to me. They threw down rose petals in front of me. They lay on the ground for me and kissed my feet. They did all this foolishness that made you look down on them. But the other guy didn't do that. He was dominant. He was a ruler. So the bad boy is a dominant. He's dominant. He's a ruler, and he's free from others. In other words, he's, you know, usually he's not under some person that's telling them what to do. So that just makes him even more attractive. He caters to some of the things she wants. She likes traveling. He travels, takes her places and stuff like that. But the stable guy, he's so locked down and he's so under the prison of his job that he can't even do that. And so a lot of women want to travel. A lot of women want to go on adventures, but he can't even provide that. So it's not to say that that's the only thing women want and they should get that. But my point is just all these attributes that the bad boy has always supersedes the nice guy. And the nice guy thinks he's doing everything right. But yet, if the results ain't right, then you got to change up what you're doing. And I suggest to all men that this idea that we ought to cater to women, make them worship them, and make them the center of our world is not working. This is not acceptable. Women don't like that. Even though they will say, this is what I want, deep down, they want to be dominated. They want to be ruled. Tell me what to do. I'll follow you wherever you go. Okay? So we got to start changing our mindsets. And where does this come from? The Bible. God said men ought to dominate and rule their wives and women in general in society. And the woman will submit and follow. That's what the Bible says. God created that. This is biology. Biology in the woman says, I need to submit and follow that man. Biology in the man says, I'm going to rule and dominate that woman. And long as those two are working together, they'll have a decent relationship. Aside from sin and things like that. Okay? But when those two factors are flipped, when a man is acting like a follower and a woman is left to be a dominant because she already has that curse of Eve that wants to rise up and lead anyway, what happens is she has a man that she can push around, that she can step on, she can tell what to do. And so she don't like him for that because he's not operating in his biological role to be a leader and a ruler and a dominant person. So even though she will say, this is what I want, I want to rule, I want to lead, that's that curse. That's that abnormality that came into her from eating the forbidden fruit that's been passed down to all women. So while they have a desire to rule and reign over men, they know deep down that ain't even what they're attracted to. So men, you need to stop listening to women because they'll tell you what they want and you'll do it and you'll fail because it don't work. Listen to God. Listen to the Bible. The Bible says the man should be dominant at all times. All right, so men, be dominant. Okay? All right, so let's talk about this bad boy. Like, why is it that he's able to buck the system? So he lives in a gynocentric society, yet for some reason, he's not making women his priority. He's making himself priority. And the reason why, because he's selfish. His selfishness has helped him override the programming in his culture. His culture is teaching him to be second to women, to make women the center of his world, to give them everything, validate them, and just worship them. But he's so selfish, he says, you know what, I ain't doing that. And so he stands out amongst all the other guys. All the other guys are running after women, throwing flowers and gifts at them. This guy ain't doing none of that. So she looks at that guy, that bad boy, and says, that's who I want to be with. That's what turns me on sexually. I want to be with that guy. Now, unfortunately, though, his level of selfishness, his narcissism is what's causing this, you know, and so that's why he's able to do that. So what do we do as men who have been raised up in a gynocentric society and actually believe this foolishness that we ought not be dominant, that we ought to let women be equal with us or even subservient to women? What do we do? Well, should we be like the bad boy? No, we don't take on his negative characteristics. But however, we take on what God said we ought to be taking on, which is being dominant and being a ruler. OK, so I'm doing this sermon here just for all the women who want to hate on the last sermon about women being submissive to men. That's what you want, because you got a few guys in your past that you submitted to. Those guys put you second. They told you what to do. They led you and you were fine with it. You were attracted to that guy. OK. It was other reasons. He was handsome. He was, like I said, he was adventurous and all this kind of stuff. But the fact of the matter was he was dominant. And all these other guys that you may have settled down and married to because this bad boy was not stable, they still don't have the umph that bad boy. And in some sad cases, I've heard this now, that these ladies, they married, they settled down, got kids. to this, what they call in the mansphere, beta male. He's not an alpha. In other words, he's not a leader. He's a beta male. He's a follower. You marry him for comfort and safety, okay? Because he got provision, he got a stable job. And, you know, at this point, you're done playing around. You want to settle down and have a man that's actually going to be responsible and take care of you and the kids. But yet, you still catch on fire when that dark bad boy comes along. In some cases, I've been hearing this now, these women are stepping out on their husbands, okay? They're committing adultery. Just, you know, going out in the town with their girls and trying to relive that kindling fire that they had with the bad boy. And, you know, they go out and they end up having sex with some guy one night stand because he turned her on. Not in the way that her husband don't really do it like that. Because why? He's a simp. He's a simpleton in the sense that he's believing the gynocentric philosophy. He's either equal to his wife or he's subservient to his wife. And that doesn't bring sexuality to her. It doesn't make her sexy aroused, is what I would say. So she's not into her husband as she's into this dark guy, this bad boy. And so she's stepping out, having sex with these other guys. And who you really want to have sex with is usually who you want to procreate with. And that's kind of shows you what you kind of really connect with. And so it just shows that these women, dominance is what they're into, because that's normal. And they submit, they be real submissive with that guy. But when they go home back to their husband, they all trying to run the show, talking down to him. Why? Because he's being submissive. He's not being a man. And so ladies, don't get offended when I tell you that you got a curse on you want to dominate men and you don't want to acknowledge that. And then you want to continue to talk about, well, men are abusive and so we shouldn't submit to them. No, you were created to submit and that man was created to dominate. You like dominant men. You got a few in your past. You was real submissive. You did whatever he said. You went wherever he went. He put himself first before you. And you followed him along. You had no problem with that. Other than his narcissistic behavior that you had to eventually cut off. Okay? So this is the way it's supposed to be between men and women. And the reason why we got so many complications between men and women in relationships is because the roles have been switched. The man has been taught to be submissive. The woman has been taught to be dominant. They go against their respective roles, the gender roles. The man, on a biological level, wants to dominate, rule, and lead. But yet he has a program that told him to submit and be equal to his wife. And the woman has a biological desire and need to be submissive and to follow. Yet she has been programmed and she has the curse of Eve on her to want to dominate and rule. So like I said in my last sermon, that the man must dominate, make the woman straight. In other words, rule the woman, okay? If she want to get out of pocket, tell her, no, you can't go there. You can't do this. Change that and work with her until she's able to be a submissive woman, okay? And she works with you and with the power of the Holy Spirit to do that as well, because she's been commanded to submit to her husband, okay? If she's a godly woman, she has to work alongside that, okay? So it's not to say that, I can hear some women saying, well, if he ain't going to be dominant, I'm not submitting. Well, that ain't how it works. Bible says submit regardless. It ain't say nothing about if he dominant, but it will make it easier for men if they would step up. So I'm talking to men and women and husband and wives in this series. Men, stand up and be dominant. Ladies, submit as the scriptures say. So that's all I got to say for you today. Just want to give you an example of how this actually works. It's the way it should be. So men, be dominant. Women, be submissive. Okay. You'd be more attracted to your husband if you were submissive. Turn that curse of Eve off. Allow the Holy Spirit to suppress that. Okay, men, stand up and be dominant, and don't let your wife, you know, tell you that you're being dominant, somehow you're wrong or something like that. That's what they're gonna do because that nature is talking. Do what you're supposed to do as a man. That way you can be at least please God. And if she don't want to submit because she's so hard into wanting to be a ruler and a leader, then she'll eventually go on by her own way. Okay, but for you, you pleasing God, you're doing what you're supposed to do as a man. You are dominant, you're following God, you're being a ruler, you're following your biology. This is normal biology. It's not even a command in scripture because that's biology. Just like it is to be fruitful and become many. It's a biology. It's a normal flow of how you're supposed to be. You're bucking the system of Satan that taught you from a gynocentric society to be subservient to a woman, to make the woman first in your life. So until next time, walk in the Spirit. You need the Spirit to overcome this lie that's been programmed in your soul, man. And ladies, the same. You need the Holy Ghost. So you need to submit to God every day and say, look, I need you to empower me to be a man and to be masculine and dominant and a ruler. And ladies, you need to tell the God the same thing. I need you, God, to give me the power and the strength to humble myself, to be submissive and to be a woman, to be feminine and to follow my husband. And together, as y'all walk in the spirit, y'all be blessed and have a blessed marriage and everything will be fine. All right. Till next time, once again, walk in the spirit and be blessed.